hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and for the next hour, we'll be having some great bluegrass music. I'll give you all a break from kiwigrass. We've had lots of that in the last few programs, and this time I thought I'd just play some stuff off my shelves, things that haven't jumped out at me, but I find them sort of buried under another CD and think, oh, that'd be great to hear something from that. I think you're going to enjoy the program. I've got all sorts of things on it. I've got a new CD in my hands, recommended by my good friend Bruce O'Hara, Irene Kelly. The album is Pennsylvania Coal, and here's a tune from it called My Flower, a story about listening to the Grand Ole Opry as a young girl, and it's a great song. Here it comes. Isn't that a pretty song? I just loved it when the first time I heard it, and I thought, well, thanks, Bruce. Yes, she is a keeper, and I've got a couple of her albums. We'll be listening to them in the next few weeks. Here's a North Carolina band, Rich in Tradition, they're called. Tim Martin on fiddle, Jay Adams on banjo, Brad Hyatt on bass, Greg Jones on mandolin, led by Mickey Gallion on guitar. And they do some fine old-timey sounding bluegrass. And we're going to hear a track called Swinging Bridge. Here's Rich in Tradition.
I can't kept it in memory of you. This old scrapbook is just a bouquet of things that we used to do. Memories haunt me, it's not in my dreams. It seems I can still see there your loving arms held out to me, smiling so sweet and so fair. Over the street, and oh, the years have gone by. I still keep a memory here in my heart, and wonder if you wonder why. Memories haunt me, it's not in my dreams. It seems I can still see there your loving arms held out to me, smiling so sweet and so fair. It seems I can still see there your loving arms held out to me, smiling so sweet and so fair. Memories haunt me, it's not in my dreams. It seems I can still see there your loving arms held out to me, smiling so sweet and so fair.
Well, it certainly is old-time North Carolina bluegrass, and it sounds just great. That was rich in tradition. Let's listen to Irene Kelly again from Pennsylvania Coal. She's got an all-star band, really. Mark Fain on bass, Brian Sutton on guitar, Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Adam Steffi on mandolin, and on the track that you're about to hear, she's also got Rhonda Vincent singing some harmony to her. This is a song called Rattlesnake Rattler. Here's Irene Kelly.
Saw that diamond bag. Someone just ran over it. Bobby said, I'm gonna stop for that. Picked it up and brought it home and threw it on the grill. Save one special part for me, and I believe it's Palace Real. An old freight train, warmer than the patter of the Carolina rain, steady as the rhythm of the wheels of an old boxcar. I put a rattlesnake rattler in this old guitar. Who is of a Carolina rain, steady as the rhythm of the wheels of an old boxcar. Put a rattlesnake rattler in this old guitar. So if you think you hear the whistle of an old freight train, glitter in the patter of a Carolina rain, it ain't just the rhythm of the wheels of an old boxcar. It's a rattlesnake rattler in this old guitar. It's a rattlesnake rattler in this old guitar.
Isn't that a great song? That's Irene Kelly from the album Pennsylvania Coal, and she has a wonderful feel to her music and a really relaxed way of singing. Sounds really great. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're hosted by Shearer's Music Works, which is a large music store in the CBD in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. And if you want anything to do with music whatsoever, Shearer's is the place to visit. They have a big lineup of instruments available, all the accessories you can think of, all the things that you need to play music. All the staff are musicians, and they're very helpful, and they know what they're talking about. And there's also a big part of the shop has manuscripts, books, how to play books, music that you can practice when you're learning your violin or your cello or your banjo or your mandolin, everything that you could possibly want to play music. I bought my first banjo from them in 1965, and the shop's been a mainstay of Hamilton music scene ever since. So thanks very much to Shearer's for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm delighted that us two are still working together, so to speak. What have we got picking in Holland? Leroy Mack, fine dobro player based in Los Angeles, and worked for a while with the Country Boys, they were called. One of the bands that used to appear on the Andy Griffith Show. They had a lot of fun playing music then. And he's, as well as being a businessman, he's a fine musician. And he must have been doing a tour to Holland, because, and also on the tour, they must have had the Nashville Bluegrass Band, because this tune is called Picking in Holland, and he's basically got the Nashville Bluegrass Band helping him out. Here's Leroy Mack on his dobro playing Picking in Holland. Thank you. Leroy Mack and Picking in Holland, that was called. He's a lovely gentleman. He and his wife are visiting New Zealand, and they called in at our place and visited with us for a while. A friend of mine took them trout fishing, and they didn't catch anything. I always remember that. It's a real shame. And I've met up with them a few times over at the Grass Valley Festival in California, and play some lovely style dobro there. Good people. But that's bluegrass, isn't it? Oh, let's hear from Reno and Smiley. I always liked the music of Reno and Smiley. They had a real bounce to it. And the way Don Reno and Red Smiley sang together was great. Here's a tune written by Grandpa Jones. Tragic story of how someone misinterpreted something he saw, and it changed the rest of his life. And it's a song called Tragic Romance.
Sweetheart, my darling, my home. While dining one day in a little country town, a stranger walked in and he chanced to sit down. While talking of loved ones, I happened to find that his sister was that old sweetheart of mine. All that fatal night, wrapped in the arms of my sister so tight. She loved you so dearly, but you broke her heart. Oh, stranger, from her evermore you must part.
That's a great song. I really enjoyed it. I love the way Don Reno and Red Smiley sing together. They just had a perfect balance of their voices. And they had Mac McGaha on fiddle, John Palmer on bass as well. Oh, while we're into some traditional bluegrass, I have an album by David Grisman called Home is Where the Heart Is. And it's a traditional bluegrass album featuring all sorts of people. And it was right in the midst of when he was doing his dog music, and people had thought that he was never going to play bluegrass again, or he was only doing weird stuff, and he puts out this album of very straightforward bluegrass music with a real mixture of people. And I've selected a couple of tracks off this album. My Aching Heart, a song that's not so well known, and David Grisman's playing mandolin. Red Allen is playing guitar and in the lead vocals, and his son Harley Allen is doing the tenor vocal. Porter Church was on banjo, Stuart Dungan playing the fiddles, and James Kerwin on bass. What a lineup that is. And then a song, I'm Coming Back, But I Don't Know When. It's an old Charlie Munro song. David Grisman's playing mandolin, doing the baritone vocal. Del McCoury is doing guitar and the lead vocal on the second verse. Herb Peterson is playing banjo, doing tenor and the lead vocal on the first verse. Bobby Hicks on fiddle and James Kerwin on bass. Man, this is a real aggregation. This is like standing at a festival watching your favourite bands jam together. From the album Home Is Where the Heart Is, David Grisman. And the first one, My Aching Heart.
I'm going down this line. our victory. Our God must help us there to win. I'm coming back, but I don't know when.
David Grisman playing some music with his friends, and lovely to hear that song. Herb Peterson, Del McCoury working together, sounded great. Big shout out to all the people listening on the Access radio stations all around New Zealand, like Raglan Community, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio. Thank you for listening, and remember to catch up with some bluegrass music whenever you have a chance. If there's some played locally, Wellington Bluegrass Society, for example, or Auckland Bluegrass Society, or Back Porch Bluegrass, which is the one I host in Hamilton, which is on the fourth Sunday of the month. That's coming up on Sunday, the 23rd of February, and we have it at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club in Brookfield Street, Hamilton East, 2:30 to 5 on Sunday afternoon, on the fourth Sunday of the month, and it's a real relaxed jam session where you can test out your bluegrass skills and enjoy playing some music with some like-minded people. What else have we got going on? That's Access Radio around New Zealand. Access Radio stations in Canada also are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, CFBX Kamloops, British Columbia, and the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George, British Columbia. Hi, thanks for listening to my take on bluegrass music from down in the South Pacific Ocean here in New Zealand. I've enjoyed this music since the mid-1960s. Love the music and have quite a large collection of albums and CDs of all sorts. I'm in the process of putting some of the old long-playing albums onto CD, and every now and then we come up with something that hasn't been heard for 30 years. It's really good fun. And, of course, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. Lots of people listening there, and many of you comment to me how much you enjoy the show. Thank you very much. What are we going to have? We're going to have the Uptown Blues from a band called White House, and David Palmley on guitar and vocals, Larry Stevenson, mandolin and vocals, Charlie Cushman on banjo and lead guitar sometimes, Jason Carter on fiddle, Missy Raines on bass. Remember when Missy Raines visited New Zealand with her band, and we had a great interview with her in the studio. She's just a lovely musician and fine stuff there. And this is recorded by Missy Raines' husband, Ben Surratt, and in the recording studio. Fine album. We're going to hear an instrumental first, one called The Uptown Blues. It's in the key of D for all those who are taking notes. Here's White House.
Oh, house for Knoxville, straight out of the blue. Opened up her heart and broke mine in two. Took everything I had to keep from breaking down. Pulled off on the shoulder and turned this car around. That's a whole lot of lonesome, one bad case of the blues. Hard-hearted woman cut you down a notch or two. She's still pride with little lies, and brother, that's the truth. That's a whole lot of lonesome, this old boy blues. It's a sad commentary after all these years, right back on the bottom of a bottle full of tears. Just keep on believing we're better off apart. She ain't worth the hurting, but I can't convince my heart. That's a whole lot of lonesome, one bad case of the blues. Woman cut you down a notch or two. She's still your pride with little lies, and brother, that's the truth. That's a whole lot of lonesome for this old boy to lose. If I could, I'd put this memory deep into the ground, forever laid to rest and never to be found. Of the blues, a hard-hearted woman cut you down a notch or two. She's still your pride with your little lies, and brother, that's the truth. That's a whole lot of lonesome for this old boy to lose. That's a whole lot of lonesome for this old boy to lose.
That was a band called Cumberland Gap Connection, and we'll hear more from them in another show, I think. Here's White House again, and here's a track called Who Done It.
There was a time when you were mine and I belonged to you, but you broke your vow, so listen now while I give you a clue. I gave my heart to someone new because you tried to shun it. You want it back, but it's too late. You're the one who done it. Now who done it?
Who was it broke your heart?
Who done it?
Who keeps us apart? You gamble with the love I gave until another wanted. So when you find you're all alone, just ask yourself who done it.
Roses around the door, a diamond ring and everything, and still you wanted more. You wanted to run your life, so I just let you run it. Now when your dream train jumps a track, well, I guess you know who done it. Now who done it?
Who once broke your heart?
Who done it?
Who keeps us apart? You gamble with the love I gave until another wanted. So when you find you're all alone, just ask yourself who done it.
Mm-hmm.
that broke your heart? Who done it? Who keeps us apart?
You gambled with the love I gave until another wanted.
So when you find you're all alone, just ask yourself who done it.
So when you find you're all alone, just ask yourself who done it.
That's a band called White House. A lot of fun there, and I just love Charlie Cushman's banjo playing. Time for a gospel song. We're going to have from the band Rich in Tradition. We heard a track from them earlier on in the show. Here's Let's All Go Down to the River.
There's a man walking on the water. Come along with me. All I want to see is the man walking on the water. Jesus is a man at the river, and he's washing people's sins away. He can take control if you'll give him your soul. So be ready for that judgment.
Let's all go down to the river. There's a man walking on the water. Come along with me. All I want to see is the man walking on the water.
Raise the dead from the grave, take the water and turn it into wine. He can make the lame walk, he can make the dumb talk, and open up the eyes of the blind.
Let's all go down to the river. There's a man walking on the water. Come along with me. All I want to see is the man walking on the water.
Go down to the river. There's a man walking on the water. Come along with me. All I want to see is the man walking on the water. Come along with me. All I want to see is the man walking on the water.
Well, that's an interesting treatment of an old gospel song, isn't it? And that was Rich in Tradition, Let's All Go Down to the River. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. You could be listening on Access Radio, lots of stations playing Back Porch Bluegrass. You could be listening on iHeartRadio, Android, iOS, iHeartRadio.com, Spotify, lots of ways to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. Accessmedia.nz is a way you can listen, and Independent Community Media, that's what our station's called. You can get it live streamed from freefm.org.nz or on Amazon Echo devices. There's a whole bunch of ways of listening to the radio that I must admit I don't always do, but you might, and that way you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass anytime, any place. While we're doing gospel, let's listen to the new Coon Creek Girls, which is Dale Ann Bradley on guitar and lead vocals, Ramona Church Taylor on banjo and tenor vocals, Vicky Simmons on bass and the lower harmonies, Pam Perry on mandolin, Deanie Richardson on fiddle. They do some great music, and this is a song called Clinging to a Saving Hand.
Sing to me about the rock of ages. Sing about eternity so sweet, so that when I take my last breath of life, I'll awake at my Savior's feet. Sing to me a song of praise and glory, and help this wandering child to understand that when I close my eyes in sleep, eternal, I'll be clinging to a saving
song by the new Coon Creek Girls, with the lead vocal by Dale Ann Bradley. A lovely lady. I had the opportunity to talk to her at length at one of the Grass Valley festivals, and I'd love to get her to come down to New Zealand. She'd be quite interested in coming down, I think. And who knows what's going to happen. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I've been playing some of the albums that are less obvious in my shelves. And I've got one. The album is called The Hangman, and it's by Ernie Thacker, who plays some great bluegrass music. He does the lead vocals, guitar, Matthew Thacker, bass guitar and tenor vocals, Dick Roach on banjo and baritone vocals, and Brandon Shooping on mandolin, with John Rigsby on fiddle. And I'm not too much into songs about hanging and that sort of thing, but he's got some great songs on here. Jim and Jesse's song, I Wish You Knew, and then Sunday Morning Coming Down. It's a great version of that Kris Kristofferson song. Let's hear Ernie Thacker.
I wish you knew how hard I've tried to tell you, how hard I've tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to sleep at night since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another be my time. If only half the things were true you say about my heart, then I would have forgotten you since we had been apart. You said I forced my lips to kiss you when we said goodbye. You even said I forced the tears that came into my eyes. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to tell you, how hard I've tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to sleep at night since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another be my time. There's not a thought that could be worse than knowing that you're gone. But in the picture in your mind, I'm never all alone. You see me in another's arms just like I've been with you. And the way I cry for you each night, I only wish you knew. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to tell you, how hard I've tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to sleep at night since I know that you're no longer mine, since you let another be my time, since you let another be my time. Sunday morning with no way to hold my head, it didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one for dessert. I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. I washed my face and combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. Smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs that I was picking. When I lit the first, watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. But it took me back to something that I'd lost somewhere somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl, he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs that they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. Well, it echoed through the canyon like the disappearing dreams of yesterday.
on a Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. There ain't nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Sunday Morning Sidewalk from Ernie Thacker. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the program. All sorts of hidden treasures in there today. Someone once said, why don't we ever hear the end of the tunes that you start with? So we'll go out with a little bit of this tune. It's called Mystery Creek, and it's one of the theme songs that I use. See you next week.